Test 74, Section 2, Question 22. And with this one, there's a study of 20,000 20 to 64-year-olds, satisfaction with income correlated with the amount that they make. Go figure. So how satisfied they are, or sorry, is not strongly correlated with the amount they make. So satisfaction isn't correlated to amount they make. People tend to live in neighborhoods of people of the same economic class, and the study shows that people's satisfaction with their income depends largely on how favorably their incomes compare with those of their neighbors. So income satisfaction is not related directly to your amount, but rather to a comparison to the other people around you. And so what is supported? Maybe the idea that we're as concerned with how much other people are making as we are with our own. People with high incomes are consistently more satisfied than people in the middle class. Actually, there's evidence in the passage against that. It says it wasn't correlated. Older people are generally more satisfied than younger. We don't have any evidence that age has anything to do with it. C, satisfaction with income is strongly correlated with neighborhood. Well, this one's tempting for a minute, but I said it's not so much correlated with neighborhood, but how you compare to your neighbors. D, in general, people's income levels have little effect on their level of satisfaction with life as a whole. And the problem here is we went outside the scope to life as a whole. And then E, an increase in everyone's incomes is not likely to greatly increase people's levels of satisfaction with their own incomes. And we do have evidence of that, because it's not the absolute value, it's your amount relative to other people. So if everybody's is going up, then there's not likely to have people feel better even though they're making more. And so E is the one that we do have support for, partially because we have no support or negative support for all of the others.